Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Stream Team Takeover Take 2. It has been 1 year since the last time the Stream Team took over Nerdy Show's airwaves for our own gain, and we are going to capitalize on that shit once again by saying, hey guys, how you doing?
By saying, Tony, your internet sucks, get better internet.
Would you shut the fuck up, Steve? We're done with this. Tony, shitty internet is a thing of the past.
Considering that Discord. The word Tony just got robot garbled, I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
Robot garbling from you guys, too. If it is on my end, I can restart my computer, but I don't know what the fuck else to do!
Well, that's all you can do, because
maybe
your computer
go outside to the swamp next to your house and take the internet cable out of it. Run it along the alligator that's floating right next to it.
You've been to my house! You know that I don't have alligators anymore! You and Trench set them all on fire! Anyway.
Cody Gators.
Now you know what it's like to be me on every single thing I try to do with you guys!
Tony.
Yeah, see, I am more than happy to let you bear that burden from now until the stun goes out.
Fuck! Until the stun goes out?
Yes,
that's what just came across the fucking word.
Don't tase me, bro! The sun's going out!
I'm gonna tase every single fucking one of you. Christ on a cracker. So, it has been a year. I think the first thing we need to do is let people know, those who just listen to us and don't actually stream with us, what we've been up to over the course of the past year. David, I think you've been doing some marvelous things over on Mars.
Yes, that is true. I spent the better part of this year coming to Florida to live with my friends and family here in Florida. And it turns out that it is really, really, really hard to get internet here in Florida because for some reason it takes an entire fucking month. And it takes like 4 weeks to get power on. And then like your heating element and your water heater doesn't work. They don't believe you because you can just flip the breaker and it turns on. And I'm like, you guys just fucking own up to your mistakes. That's all you gotta do. Stop being a butthole.
Talking about that, I had to tell that guy 5 or 6 times
that our water heater wasn't working. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. You don't just fucking go blame. Yeah, you clearly don't have any idea what you're talking about. You just your water heater probably works. You're just an idiot, fucking country bumpkin piece of shit.
The best part of that is, like, anything that Judy just said was completely unintelligible to the rest of us, and then you just go off.
You gotta speak up, babe. They can't hear you. But yeah, fucking everything about this move has been just awful. But the floors are almost finally done, which means I can finally start unpacking. In fact, I put up my bookshelf today.
You know, I always know thought it was a wonderful part of Florida to offer homes with built-in sinkholes that you have to build flooring over.
No, I don't know where the box are. There's like 3 more book boxes that I have no idea are at. Also, people keep leaving
in my house and they're not me.
Like, we've got shit in our storage room. Like, it's a fucking goddamn, like, table saw or some shit. And I can't get rid of it because, it's not mine. I can't leave it in the driveway because if it gets stolen, then I have to pay for it and I don't have any money. And then I'm like, Jesus, why don't you just finish the goddamn floors, you piece of shit?
Wow. Dave, I feel no empathy whatsoever.
It's like, every day is just like, hey guys, I'm gonna go to Tampa or some shit. I'll finish them floors. You've got the hallway left. That's all you've got to do. The fucking hallway.
Well, fucking Dave, I mean, it could be worse. It could be that every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of your 4-post bed.
I don't have a post! I can't put my floor thing down! I don't have any posts, Steve! And you just won't finish! And I'm like, just finish! And then, like, we have to do this 30-day walkthrough with the home people so they can fix things that are still wrong with the house that we noticed after we moved in last month!
I just want to fly. Hiya, hiya, hiya.
Hiya, 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 hiya.
I hope you're not paying this guy by the hour.
No, we're not. Like, that's like one of the reasons why we can't complain is because my girlfriend's dad is paying for this service, and we don't know if he's actually paid for it or not.
Oh, that complicates things.
Yeah, or has completed paying him. Like the longest time we didn't have a dishwasher, and that was fun. It wasn't fun.
Well,
and
then, here in Maryland.
No, I'm gonna stop you there because I'm not done with my story. Because after fucking trying to get a new washing machine or dishwasher, they're like, oh yeah, we don't install into modular homes because whatever fucking stupid reason. I don't fucking know.
Wait, modular home is in like a modular power supply, so you can like take parts of your house and rearrange it at will?
No.
This house is Voltron!
No. So.
And I'll form the washing machine.
So we get delivery of the fucking washing machine, the dishwasher, and it sits in the middle of the kitchen for a week. And we're just like, we can't plug this in. Because the pieces that they gave us, when we bought it from Home Depot for like $900, were like, oh, no, it's not compatible with the house. I'm like, oh.
So how have your anger management courses been going, Dave?
I have high blood pressure.
Oh, wow. How's gaming been going? Oh, have you been enjoying a lot of good... A lot of good games you've played, enjoyed.
Yeah, man, I've enjoyed my games. I've been playing a lot of Overwatch. I think we all have been playing Overwatch, which is
I know I haven't.
Yeah, whatever.
Shut the fuck up, Steve.
Whatever. He's like, oh, I placed 61 competitive, even though the medium is 51-65.
I actually just ranked up to 63 today.
Oh, wow. Fucking get out of here. Goddamn, he's going to be working for the Secret Service and MLG Pros here soon.
Listen to his salt! Oh, my God!
Then,
projecting over the issues with the house, Steve.
I haven't finished Doom yet. I do plan on finishing that eventually. I know Tony had given praise to Doom. And while I don't hate Doom, because I've found an appreciation for it, even though it is, like, crazy simple to play.
Mm-hmm.
I will be finishing that soon. What else have I been doing? Oh, I've announced my project that I'm going to be doing with my buddy Josh Rivera, our Wolf Boy, as you might know him on the Nerdy Show site. We'll be going through all of the Call of Duty games, past Modern Warfare 1, and counting how many single-player violations of the law of armed conflict the game forces you to do.
It's a war crime of duty.
Right. So our ultimate goal with that is to see if that game does indeed glamorize war and does so in a way that is not good for people.
It'll be interesting to see your take on it after Infinity Ward proper exits the franchise.
Well, it's only two games deep, so, I mean, you know, right?
I understand you, Dave.
That's what's going on in my life. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Wait, are you telling me what's going on, or are you like opening it up for somebody else to take the torch?
Nah, he is pitching that over to the spy he has in your house, letting you know exactly how things are going.
I knew that fucking, you know, closet in the toilet was moving around too much for its own good.
Look,
I have two!
His name is Dan, by the way.
That is where we have all of the towels and blankets. And sometimes here we keep our sex toys, but...
Inside your toilet.
I sent him to an assignment that was really comfortable.
It is pretty comfortable in there. It kind of reeks, though. It smells like... I think that that's the only room in the house that has its original wood construction, because it smells like rotting wood.
Why don't you get it replaced?
David, tell me how much fun you had.
Because the guy's got to go to Tampa.
Yeah, tell me how much fun you've had dealing with house stuff.
Look, man, you've got the change to be able to complain about it. I don't.
Yeah, I've also got the touch. I've got
the power.
No, you don't got the power.
No, I want to pass this off to Matt. I want to know what's been going on with Matt for the last, like... 12, 13 months. That much, huh?
I don't know. I think you're
getting... Why you gotta put him on the spotlight, man?
He's known about this for, like, fucking 4 weeks now. He knows that we normally play catch-up on this. He's been prepped. There is no excuse.
2 points, Steve. First and foremost, normally, we've done this once. Second...
Yes!
I was talking about you put him on the spot... In terms of the order in which we go over this shit.
I know.
It was passed to you beautifully. Your beard received it. enveloped it in its multiple pubic hairs.
No, David said to you. Said, David said to you, implying anybody else in the cup. You know, Tony, you go next then.
All right, fine. Steve, what's up?
Why don't you tell me stories that rival Dave's
house adventure? See, how does it feel, Steve? How does it feel?
Did I not just recover beautifully right there? Hello, I'm the editor. I can make it look like I recovered beautifully. I said, so, why don't you tell me some of the stories in your life over the past 12 months that rival Dave's rage at anything that is constructible?
I am a manager now and have spent every time, or the predominant portion of my time as a manager at my day job, trying to reconstruct the team that essentially imploded as soon as I took over. It's like somebody handed me a beautiful souffle right as it was about to collapse. And it was like, oh, fuck! So that's been work. Life in general, Stacey's been working from home, Stacey being my wife, and she's been really enjoying it, been getting on a positive stretch that away. I have stressed myself into an even further receding hairline, so I look a lot like Soldier 76 to the point
where we're all receding hairlines now.
Thank you, Dave. That's very kind of you to point that out.
You're welcome.
Aside from that, it's been just I've been doing a lot. To the point where I'm ground. I am ground into a tiny little paste that used to be Tony, going in 62 different directions at once, even 76 directions at once. Young punks, get off my lawn! And in terms of games I've been playing, of course, there's the Overwatch, there's Doom, there's a bunch of fucking things in my Steam library that I have no idea when I'm going to play, and I'm sure we'll discuss at a later time. And art! So much art. So much art. Dave even got some bonus art because of how long his art has taken to come to fruition.
Emphasis on the bone.
So,
part.
Tony, what I'm getting from you is you need somebody to plan a very convenient breaking of both of your hands in a tragic accident so you don't have to do the art anymore.
Just well, no, what Steve. The fuck is this convenient?
Let me Steve, make a couple of happens, calls.
Steve, if that happens, I don't get my art. And I know I wouldn't say this, but for reasons that I cannot say, I don't want that to happen.
Are those reasons your dongus?
Yes, actually. Tony has embarked on what I like to call the dongus project, where he has taken a photograph of my dongus, and he's going to be drawing it in several different styles. We're going to have like an anime. We're going to have like hyper realistic. We're going to have
Tex Avery.
Dongus. Tex Avery dongus.
Really, I thought the dongus project would be in a band similar to the Alan Parsons Project, only where every instrument is a penis.
Well, that's the Frank Frazetta version of it.
Not
where I'm going to be kind
of Zappa
tapping.
Version of it.
Well, Frank Zappa comes in a little bit later on because we are going to be doing a musical rendition of what Dave's dongus would be used as on some drum kits that we've set up. Very soft drum kits.
Also, emphasis on slap bass. If you catch my drift.
If you plug the songs into a spectrometer readout, the frequencies paint a portrait of a beautiful dick butt across the screen. I like this. I like where we're going with this. Now,
I don't like it version. Anymore. Dave, I am out of this project. Nope. I did not realize that we were going into dick buck territory. And
That's his call. I didn't say that. That's not been authorized.
Oh, well.
Fair point. In my version, Dave just gets Ken-dolled a lot.
I'm sorry. I just go right back to that robot chicken where he's like, I'm sorry, this doesn't happen. Just like, not having a penis doesn't happen to you?
No. All right, now, Matt, you've had enough time to think about what stories you're going to make up over the last 12 months.
Make up? As though Trench is going to falsify his life.
No, as in, like, he's going to play catch-up. As in, he's going to live the last 12 months of his life in like, 10 minutes, and then say what happened.
Did he or did he not just say make up?
Yes, as in, you're making up work. Do you understand how English works?
I also understand how fanciful creations of your imagination works, Steve, and you are trying to do both.
Yeah, you can't really do that to me, though, because you're all just figments of my imagination anyway.
Metal Gear.
That works.
That's just
Metal Gear impressive. Is not a figment of the imagination.
Metal Gear is a real threat, and we need a real politician to take a stand against Metal Gear.
Although, to be fair, Metal Gear is no longer a franchise that is well-respected.
I don't know, man. Pachinko.
Which is a shame, right? Because I did see some of those cutscenes for the Pachinko, and while I'm not a huge fan of Metal Gear in the first place, they looked really fucking good. Like,
yeah, they did.
Really good. That is a damn shame that amount of talent is wasted on a franchise that is now just run entirely into the ground.
Thank you, Konami. We'll get into Kojima's return a little bit later on in the show. Anyway, Trench.
Yeah, I was getting there, but you know, just somebody just wants to take liberty with everything and just go off in 50 different directions.
Steve.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at something else. What?
My favorite band is One Direction.
And we danced all night to Trench's last year.
Well,
what the shit is this? Sorry, I know we're going to be spending like 30 minutes on Pokemon Go, but Kotaku article, and three of the four of us this applies to, Florida man fires gun at Pokemon Go players parked outside his home.
We're going to table that. Trench,
fucking
go ahead.
Florida man.
I don't know. Steve's not really all that interested, so I don't know if I want to share.
Matt, please, honey, tell me what's been going on.
Honey?
I know, right?
Look at
sending me a lot of mixed signals here.
It's an HDMI port plugged into a USB. A lot of mixed signals.
So, I won't get into a lot of detail, but I've been an undertaker for a funeral home for a little over a year. And on the 19th of August, that will no longer be the case. I am quitting my job.
What?
So wait, does that mean you have to give back the urn to Paul Bearer?
That just means that people everywhere have stopped dying forever.
Oh, well, that's good. Good for them.
You heard it here on the stream team first. Death is canceled.
Yep.
We've canceled the apocalypse, guys.
Hooray. Good for you.
Today we are canceling the apocalypse. Now send out the giant robot.
But no, it was just really I got into it because I needed to have a job, any job. And that's the only job that ever called me back to have an interview when I was unemployed. So there you go.
And despite the presence of dead people, it was not an interview with a vampire.
Not this time around. Instead, I'll be going to school.
Yeah.
Putting that fancy GI Bill to work.
Yeah.
Internet high five, Dave. And then be putting my real estate license that I got back in January to work.
Yay.
Good times were had by all. I've been playing some Division with the medic from my platoon that deployed to Afghanistan. Started playing a little bit of Fallout 4 again because I still haven't finished it. Fable Anniversary because it came up in the Steam sale for stupid cheap, and it was really the only, you know, Fable game that I actually liked.
Well, it's the only good Fable game.
Yeah, Fable 2 was decent.
Wait, there was a good Fable game? I have yet to play one.
Steve's just getting himself ready for an ass whooping.
See, this is what happens when I tell people I don't like Zelda.
Well, to be fair, I don't like Zelda either, but...
But, I mean, you know the social stigma that comes with that when people are like, oh my god, the new Zelda looks so great, I'm so excited about it! You know, Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, all of those new ones, just... Every single time they get excited, I'm like, I don't really care that much. I don't see what's so appealing. So,
well, here's the thing. It's going to be exactly like every other Zelda, except this time, you can glide.
And Minecraft.
Catapult.
Now, if you could put a cat into a slingshot, that would be an interesting addition.
No one wants to play Postal 2, Steve.
I actually have like 3 copies of Postal 2.
Congratulations, you own all 3 legitimate copies of Postal 2.
I liked it! I thought it was good satire! I didn't think it was a good game, I just thought it was good satire.
The same can be said for Uwe Boll's film version.
Oh no, the only thing I've seen of that was that one scene where everybody gets shot and it's basically been intercut into so many GIFs people don't even know what it's from anymore. In any case.
It was not a good film.
No,
also Dark Souls 3.
Say, is any Uwe Boll film good? No! None of them are good!
Also Dark Souls 3 Trench set, so we're gonna highlight that fact because that is quality.
It is.
I don't particularly care for the Dark Souls series, but I understand why people like it.
Listen to that respectful dialogue. Guys, this is a video game show for 2016. Feels good.
That being said, would I play it? Nah, fuck that game.
God damn it, Dave.
Look, alright, so a lot of people
have been waiting for it.
A lot of people venerate Dark Souls for being a very difficult game, and it is a difficult game. However, it's not the kind of difficulty that I respect. It is stupid, cheap, fucking difficulty.
Yeah, I hear you. I get you.
It can be. I will get it can be, but it also, like, it really encourages you to think differently about playing that kind of game than, you know, most other games of that genre do. Like, you actually... Or, you know, if you don't plan out what you're doing and you don't actually apply strategy, then you get fucked over really hard.
Well, I've noticed how the game works. The game has a dodge mechanic, and the game goes purposely out of its way to always be off timer with its telegraphed attacks. So there, all you have to do is figure out, oh, okay, so the telegraphed attack, I just need to wait a little bit longer than I would when he first rears up. And that's every enemy in that game. And there's no retort, so I win.
I haven't had a chance to play it much.
So, Steve.
What?
Now it's actually your fucking turn.
Oh, hold on. I hear my grandmother's toast dying. I'll be right back.
Steve, can you come reprogram my toaster?
No, not her toaster. Her toast.
I want to make toast. I want some bagels.
That's not entirely true, Steve, because if it was, Trench would have gotten the call to go and pick up the dead toast body. So.
Powdered Toast Man is not dead. He lives forever. Why isn't there a religion around him yet? All right, fine. I'll actually go into what I've been doing over the past year. First of all, spreading the worth of girth, the legend of length, and the wonders of width by telling everyone I know about Senran Kagura. Obviously. The new Estival Versus game came out this year in March. I have yet to beat it yet because I've been trying to space it out a little bit. Shinobi Versus came out on PC in June, which is fantastic. There isn't a new game slated to come out this year, but there is another game by the creator that should be coming out in the US later this year. So that should at least tide me over. Been doing Step Mania for about a year now, which has been great. Besides all of the various problems I've had with the dance pads. Haven't really done, like, the house has been in pretty good repair. My job's been relatively steady. I finally finished that huge migration, and it's mostly been just me trying to recoup since then. Can't really think of much else. Friday Night Fanfiction goes on as planned, but life is relatively stable now that Val's medication is working properly. That is about it. Also, I've become addicted to Final Fantasy Record Keeper and Overwatch, in case that wasn't obvious.
It wasn't. I appreciate you. You're taking that time to let us know.
But will it blend?
Will it blend into what, Trench? Will it blend into what?
The toast!
Tony Paste.
In any case, so that's what's been going on with me. Now what else did you assholes want to talk about?
Dave, I believe you have prepared some topics of rage and anger-inducing things that you found on the internet.
So the first thing I want to talk about is the thing that's on everybody's mind. The greatest game ever made. Pokemon Go.
I Mighty have yet number to 9? Play it, actually.
Oh, yeah, Mighty Number 9 came out. Fuck.
I have yet to play Mighty Number 9 or Pokemon Go, to be fair.
Pokemon Go is far more interesting to me as a social, as the social zeitgeist and cultural phenomenon that it is, more so than the game. The game itself is reasonably entertaining. You walk around, you find some fucking Pokemon. But
you find the same Pokemon over.
You find the same Pokemon over and over and over again.
Over. And over.
Catch 100 Magikarps to evolve into a Gyarados, you fat fuck.
Let's catch 400 Magikarps to evolve.
No. You get three candies per carp, and then you send them all back to the professor, so that's essentially 4 per Magikarp. So you need 101 Magikarp.
101 Dalmatians.
150 or more to see to be a Pokemon master. Sir, please step outside of the car.
Okay, so my impressions of the game, I enjoy the game. However, I don't enjoy people who don't enjoy me enjoying the game. Like, I've been heckled twice now on my late night Pokemon walks with my group of friends. The first time I was out with my girlfriend, whom I love very dearly. She is my favoriteest thing in the whole world, and that is past Steve and video games.
Aww. I'm sorry you had to find out this way, Steve.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what then, now? I wasn't paying attention again. I'm assuming it's better for me to not know.
Right. So, the first one was like, get a life! Some probably fat person said out of their car window while I was walking around. And I'm like, what? That doesn't... What? Do you even... How do you even insult? That's not even a good insult. First off, I don't think Get a Life has been good since, I don't know what, the fucking 90s?
When it came out.
Yeah. And then, like, the second time was last night. I was out with me, Brian, Brian's friend Jeff, and Judy, and we were all like, hey, let's go Pokemon going. And then some dude in a fucking truck was like, I'm gonna come after your butt, or something like that. I don't fucking know what he drove too far past, and I'm just like, what? Okay, first off, you should be paying attention to the road, Because let's face it, it is not safe to drive around at night in Bradenton because everybody is drunk. In fact, there was a car accident outside the Hooters across the street.
And then... Hooters across the street?
There's a Hooters across the street.
Yep.
That's okay. Story checks out.
And then I'm like, beyond that, why do you have nothing better to do than that?
Because it's Bradenton.
Because I
you feel not safe.
And like, it's already unsafe here in Florida anyway, because everybody has like 7 guns at all times.
And the gators.
Yeah. All of the gators.
Yeah, all of the gators have guns. Now. All of the gators have guns. And I was just like, dudes, fuck off. Fuck off. Like, why don't you just be happy that people are enjoying something? What's wrong with that? And then to top it all off, everybody who's probably heckled me is probably going to be doing their whole fucking fantasy football team here in a couple of months anyway.
And I gotta say,
I don't give a shit about that.
I gotta say, it's thoroughly entertaining because not only are people heckling people actually playing Pokemon Go, Trench and I went to go get bagels this morning, and someone heckled me because I had my phone out as I was walking in, and they yelled at me to turn that damn thing off.
Wait, who yelled at you? Was it a member of the people working there, or...
Was it a member of Wu-Tang Clan?
No, it was just somebody walking out of the fucking bagel shop.
Well, fuck them! And fuck their insensitive, judgmental asses.
It made me laugh.
They probably were just upset because there was, like, a table that was in there that were just, like, that's what they were talking about the whole time they were in there, so...
And they didn't get that Gyarados they were looking for. They haven't caught enough Magikarp.
My phone isn't compatible with the app, so I can't play it.
That's same. Funny.
Trench is in much the same boat.
Yeah, I have to live vicariously through my roommates and other people.
Yeah, your phone's too old. My phone is not too old, but it uses Intel, and apparently everybody hates Intel in the phone industry, so...
It's funny, though. I can... what's the app that Pokemon Go is based off of and uses Ingress. A lot of the features. Yeah, I can download and play Ingress, but I cannot play Pokemon Go. And I downloaded Ingress just to see if that was the case. And then I promptly uninstalled it.
Well, Matt, if you're interested in playing Pokemon Go and don't have a lot of pocket change, go to Amazon and get one of their subsidized phones. They have a Blue Studio i5 phone for $50 that has Amazon special offers, and it can run Pokemon Go.
Thank you, infomercial. Okay, Steve.
I don't know why we did that infomercial, but if you do so, please, you know, go ahead, do it through the Nerdy Show link so that Nerdy Show gets a kickback. So, you know.
No, but seriously, like, what I don't understand is your phone, specs-wise, is more powerful, leaps and bounds, than that piece of shit that Amazon is selling with its special offers bullshit financing. Why it isn't allowed to work on it, despite the fact that it has... Wi-Fi, data access, GPS, gyroscope data, the fucking compass data, it astounds me. And why they didn't think it would be smart to compile a version that's compatible with x86 Android, which is what my phone runs. I mean, maybe not a large percentage of the world out there uses it, but a large enough percentage of people bought a phone off of contract and want to play Pokemon Go with it, and they're out in the cold because of Nintendo's lack of foresight. You know,
oh, Nintendo doesn't have foresight? Say it ain't so.
I'm aware, Dave, I know. But you'd think Niantic, the company that they had create this app, would have had a little bit better knowledge of the mobile marketplace because that's what they do.
I am going to point out, though, that despite all these... Go ahead.
No, my turn to talk. Shh, Tony.
Big boys don't cry.
Let's say the thing, though, is that there are so many people out there that have compatible devices that they... don't have to, you know, they're whatever money that they're making off of this is more than enough to offset the people that are, you know, SOL.
Something like $1 million a day they're making.
$2.6 million a day.
I mean, they are laughing all the way to the bank, all the way to the bank.
Well, they're not gonna get my bank at the very least. I'll give that to Square Enix.
That's... No. Just burn it.
In fact, I'm about to start playing Record Keeper right now so that I can shove it in Nintendo's faces.
That's not how that works. That's not how any of this works. That is not how any of this works, Steve.
And fuck this show, too.
That actually is how this would work if you were to try and be a dick or succeed in being a dick. Fuck
well,
you.
I apparently have already succeeded in being a dick, so... I don't get enough chance to be a dick. I'm always the, you know, the one that has to be straight and narrow when it comes
to... You're the mercy of our group. You're the mom.
Yeah, I am the Jewish mom here. Thank you very much for reinforcing the stereotype, you son of a bitch.
You're welcome.
Speaking of Pokemon Go, the Pokemon Go servers are down.
The Pokemon Go servers are down?
Again.
Yeah, they've been down most of the day, haven't they?
No, well, yes, because they released it in Canada today, as of this recording.
And earlier this week, they released it in Europe, which also fucked up the servers.
Yeah, we went out for a Pokewalk on, I think, Thursday morning, and, I mean, wouldn't you know... No, it was yesterday. Fucking yesterday, we went out for a walk early in the morning. Before it got stupidly ball sack jockstrap humid here in Maryland. Got up at 8 o'clock in the fucking morning to go for a Pokewalk.
Like, yesterday they were actually getting DDoSed, Steve.
Oh, well, fuck them Pokemon haters then, too. Same people that yelled at Tony in the coffee shop.
Like, I just don't get... I don't get that. Like, I like to make fun of people. I don't even think they're jealous. I think they're just fucking trying to hate on something to hate on something.
Yeah? Well, I mean...
Want to hate on something? Hate on Donald Trump.
Okay, I'm going to tangent away from that.
Or Hillary Clinton.
Since we don't really talk about politics here, but Dave, I will say... Are you familiar with the concept of the digital divide?
No.
All right, the digital divide is a mythological time gap in age between, like, the generations of people who are growing up around a certain, like, range of technology and are comfortable with it, they're immersive with it, even if they don't understand it that well at the get-go, they're comfortable enough with it that they can get themselves knowledgeable. And on the other side of the digital divide are the older people who are so set in their ways, their brains are so already crammed full of information on how the world works and their personal perspective that they cannot bring themselves to understand anything on the other side of that divide. So... What I can understand is for people who just, in general, hate on new technology and video games as an artistic medium in any way, shape, or form, they have a huge target here with Pokemon Go, with which they can outlet that rage and frustration. I can understand that part of it, because those are just old people, and you can call me insensitive, but they're old people, and they're probably going to die sometime soon. That is what old people do. The digital divide is rapidly closing because of the amount of people dropping off of that age gap. Now, at some point in our lives, we're going to be on the other side of that digital divide with some other form of technology, so I'm not envious of it.
Never!
I've been heckled by two people who are probably my age, Steve.
Well, I was about to get into...
Your theory is dead.
What I was about to get into, and this also explains the DDoS attack, is that there are people who are our age who... They see anything positive and cultural as something that should be made fun of because it is popular and cultural. It is, and what was this? You and I were talking before the show even started that the same people who are making fun of folks playing Pokemon Go are in like the next week or two starting their fantasy drafts. So I don't get that side of the hate where. One side of fantasy is okay and the other side is not. Especially the one side where you don't have to sit in front of a computer. You can get on your phone and walk outside and catch some things that don't exist in the real world. It's fantasy. It's beautiful.
Ben Roethlisberger, I choose you.
Didn't fucking Morgan Freeman narrate something like him on the fucking phone, catching his first Growlithe?
The Growlithe.
It's Growlithe not actually...
Fiery Pokemon.
I'm sure it's not actually Morgan Freeman, but that's still fucking awesome that there are so many talented people out there, even a talented Morgan Freeman impersonator. That's awesome.
There are true facts about the Morgan Freeman.
David, you're not Morgan Freeman.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
The digital divide is also where Digimon come from.
Then I love the digital divide.
You just have to weather the insults and slings and arrows in order to get yourself a Kabuterimon.
Kabuterimon sucks.
Just saying. If you wanted to have one with as many syllables as possible, that's the way to go.
The biggest one of that is Hercules Kabuterimon.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a real thing. Don't fucking think that it's not.
Metal Garurumon, yo.
Yeah, Hercules Kabuterimon, right. More syllables.
Let me ask you a question,
Metal Garurumon is where it's at.
For somebody that is super familiar with Digimon, what is there more of? Regular Renamon porn or Renamon Fuda porn? Because Val's been arguing. Renamon Fuda porn has more?
No, regular.
Regular. Oh, okay, because Val was telling me that apparently almost every image of Renamon is a Fuda. And I.
That's not true.
Yeah, I disagreed.
I have boatloads of regular Renamon porn that can contradict that any day of the week. Now, if she had said Renamon on crystal, from Star Fox might have had a case, because there is a shitload of that.
I don't know how to feel about this, except bad.
No, feel good. It makes your pants nice and tight.
No. No, that is not a thing that happens in this house. I have not had an erection in 30 years.
Oh, tragic. And he's 29.
Oh, God. So did you come out of your mom's womb with a boner? Oh!
If I was 20... You did that to yourself, Steve. I had nothing to do with that.
My heart. Oh, no, wait. That's just heartburn.
Here and there you make jokes, they're not good, and still you insist that this joke will go on.
Well, to be fair, I have been having more heartburn lately than usual, but that's because I've been switching my diet over to stuff that...
Heartburn, Steve, wait your goddamn turn.
Steve? For those of you playing at home, Steve just left the Discord chat and came back.
I forgot my hat.
I forgot my hat.
It's the Abe Simpson walk in, put your hat up, whistle, turn around, grab hat, and leave.
So guys, another thing that's happened since the last time we recorded, aside from Pokemon Go being a cultural phenomenon, is E3.
E3, or Sony wins yet again because nobody can put on a decent conference anymore.
To be or not UB? The answer is not Ubisoft, guys.
Oh, God. Oh, so Ubisoft's press conference was the best. They were like, hey, guys, Just Dance. And then they did the whole Just Dance thing. And I was like, wow, they spent 8 minutes on this. That they spent fucking how they get an hour. So how what's the percentage of 8 minutes of an hour? That's what?
That is 7 times per hour. So
maybe like 7.5, 7.2. So
no, that's like 12 or 13%.
They spent 13% on their fucking. They spent 13% of their presentation on some dude dancing, and nobody cares. They're like, yes, Just Dance is a bestseller because it's a lowest common denominator game. However, nobody cares. They could just. Say, hey, we got Just Dance coming out. Aren't y'all happy about that? And then everybody would be like, yeah, we're happy about that. Good job, shareholders.
Shareholders.
Bullet, and then bullet. they showed like the expansion to Division, which is just the Division.
Underground, though, Dave. Underground.
You know, it's underground and everywhere. I guess in all of my life, I don't care.
I actually need to look this up. Who are the fucking celebrities at E3 this year? I think it was at the Xbox presentation. I think it was like Jamie Foxx and somebody that were just like, yeah.
Oh, Jamie Foxx, Snoop Dogg, and Terry Crews?
Yeah, like, apparently they were like there and they were like, hey, are you guys excited to play the games? Yeah, sure, why not?
Well, it's actually
that's
great.
Snoop's response for everything. Because
well, I
Snoop
mean,
is
Snoop
high.
Is a verified gamer, so I'm sure he was just there for the press and the lols to be able to
well,
play that.
Here's the thing: like, there was something good that came with that. Terry Crews is now a converted PC gamer.
Yes, that's nice.
He like spent like $4,000 building a rig, and now we have a new PC gamer celebrity in our midst.
In our midst, he's on the show. Dang! Well, if you didn't tell me, we got Terry Crews for the show.
No, he said in our mist, referring to the fact that I've been very flatulent lately.
No, it's in our mist because it's very hard to solve.
Did you ever play that game as a kid?
Yes, I also played its sequel, Riven, the sequel to Mist.
Yes, I remember Riven. I remember the box art and nothing else.
I like that, what's her name? Fucking girl from League of Legends has that name. That's about it.
It's making me want to go back and play all of those FMV games that I never owned as a child that I've...
Oh, yeah, Sewer Sharks.
No, not Sewer Shark. There was an awesome Star Trek FMV game called Star Trek Borg.
And yeah, it's the one where you play as a guy and you have to deal with Q's wise ass.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes of John DeLancey, which makes me super happy. I love John DeLancey. I wish
yeah,
he would sarcastically narrate my life.
Good luck, my little ponies.
Oh!
No, he was in My Little Pony.
No, don't remind me of that!
We're talking about Q, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Q, baby.
He is actually responsible for BronyCon.
He is?
Yes.
Like, not only that, he did a documentary on bronies.
He also narrated that awful Assassin's Creed game we played.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing that Ubisoft wasted time on.
Bringing it back to what we were talking about.
Right?
Let's go ahead and get away from Dave. Let's talk about...
Did you just slap Judy's butt?
I did not. I should have, though. That would have been funnier. We were doing high five, babe.
With the squeal, you could have passed it off as a tookus tap.
That's not a tap. That was way beyond a tap.
It's called alliteration, Steve. You gotta go with it, even if the actions don't make sense. Anyway, what did we see at E3 that we were excited about? Anybody else? Because I can step in with my own shit, but nobody wants to hear me talk.
I like so my picks.
My picks were Horizon Zero Dawn, because that game still looks good. No Man's Sky, because that game is now done and awesome. And then we got whatchamacallit. God of War 4, which Dad of War. I'm so on board for.
Well, I mean, I was super excited because Sega announced that they were going to finally make the Dreamcast 2, and they were announcing sequels to all of my favorite games. Jet Set Radio 3 was coming out. Nights into Dreams
Steve,
3 was
Steve,
coming.
Steve,
what?
That was a...
Steve, that was...
You passed out, and yeah, you was... started muttering your sleep, and I think that's what you thought E3 was.
Sorry, Steve. Nobody likes Sega.
Hey.
Sega's still dead.
No. No, Sonic killed Sega, and we should probably do an entire episode on that, but we didn't hear anything about Shenmue 3 at this E3, if I remember correctly.
It's because it's not actually coming out.
Well, I mean, was it last year or the year before that was the big deal about...
It was last year when they had the Kickstarter.
Right, so...
You mean the giant kerfuffle where they were saying, like, oh yeah, we need this Kickstarter, oh wait...
No, we really don't.
We have underfunding.
Yeah, exactly. And we haven't heard diddly shit about its development. I mean, I'm happy that something that was away eventually came back and The Last Guardian is going to be coming out. Whether or not it's good, I have no idea. But for something that high profile to go another year without any significant showing of progress is very disconcerting. And I would imagine I didn't back it, but anybody who backed it is kind of nervous about it.
Especially with the kerfuffle that is... Mighty Number 9.
Well, we'll get to that after we finish talking about E3, but I honestly, this year at E3, not a lot really jumped out at me. What was bigger to me was when Nintendo made its, I don't know why it was so downplayed, their announcement about the NX console, where Zelda's going to be released not this year, but next year, on both the Wii U and the NX. So now we have a basically confirmed time frame for the system to come out. No specs or anything else about it. No fanfare that, hey, we finally have a time range. Just, oh, Zelda's coming out on it. It's frustrating. To be fair,
that's kind of all you need to sell a system.
But yeah, all of the fanboys are already like, oh my god, I can't wait to put my pre-order down on the fucking NX. It's gonna be so good, guys.
No, but I mean, you'd think that not every single Nintendo fan is a hardcore Nintendo fan, so unless they either read the internet very specifically that day, or are subscribed to Nintendo's press conferences, not even press conference, it was an earnings call, if I remember correctly. That information went under the radar. So... they're going to be like, well, what the shit? Now I have Zelda, you know, coming out for the system I own, and now they didn't tell me, but the other system's coming out, and it's going to be on that? I don't know what I'm going to do. I just think it's a stupid business move.
Well, that's the thing. Nintendo doesn't know how to make video game consoles and video game things anymore.
I would imagine, and I know this is heartbreaking to say, but if Satoru Iwata were still around, something like that would not have gone under the radar.
Oh, other things about Nintendo, let's air dirty laundry. There was an internal document that was leaked recently telling the initial estimates of sales for the Wii U around 100 million to date. It has sold 13 million. So Nintendo is not doing so well on the console thing.
Mobile stuff, on that console.
Yeah, it's great. Mobile stuff, yeah, they're doing great.
Yeah.
It's important to remember with Nintendo that Nintendo is so goddamn large. They could end fiscally down for like years and
still be
around.
I mean, what was it? We just talked about it. The 2.1 million a day. They're doing fine.
Yeah, bottom line, go wise, but anything else that they produce, Star Fox fucking goddamn zero.
You need to do a full on video review of that, Dave.
I don't have the game anymore. I took it back and it was like, this game is defective. I want to trade it in for something else. And then I made them give me the full sticker price back.
This game is defective. It sucks.
They're like, we can't give you the money back for that. I'm actually just trading it and getting something else because this game is so piss poor.
Well, don't eventually, when the price goes down to like $12 a cup. Oh, Jesus.
That he's plate. So mad he's throwing shit.
Ah, I hate these plates. Fuck Star Fox.
I was kidding, yogurt.
Does not sound like you were. Yeah, I was just saying, what is your house? A war zone?
Yes, yogurt.
Cover me. We need to go to the yogurt mines.
I'm reloading on yogurt!
Shit, incoming, you'll play!
But when it goes down to $12 a copy, I will treat you to a copy of Star Fox Zero.
Just takes it back.
There was only one thing they had to do to make that game actually good.
Not remake Star Fox 64?
No, I would have enjoyed having another copy of Star Fox 64. What I wanted was them to not mar it down with bullshit terrible controls.
Oh, yeah. You were hoping against hope there, Dave. You knew. You had to know.
All they needed to do was give you an option to play the options menu, fucking difficulty, normal, fucking lives, three, fucking controls, good or bad.
Man, the rage is strong with this one.
It was worth it!
As David said, shoving an entire container of yogurt into his mouth, not realizing he needed to open it first.
Don't you fuckle with Shuckle.
Anyway, so those were my
excited for stuff.
Yeah, those were my couple of cents about E3. I don't know if Matt had anything that he saw that was exciting.
Well, I'm getting there. Jeez.
Florida internet's slow there. It's got to crawl through that swamp.
I'm going to fight the gators for it. I didn't really catch a whole lot of the conferences, and the only conference I really did was the Ubisoft one. But I'm still looking forward to Scalebound. When the video they had of it there wasn't as impressive this year as previously, but just the standard, like, over-the-top, terribly scripted dialogue that you see out of pretty much every E3 presentation. I don't remember seeing anything about it this year, but I'm still looking forward to the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yeah, they didn't do anything on it this year.
Well, besides, so. Over the last year, they've said it's episodic, it's not going to be exactly probably the same. They didn't really need to make that many announcements. They have shown other preview footage in the last couple of months, if I remember correctly.
Final Fantasy 15 looks really good.
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. The associated movie for that, Kingsglaive, is coming out on my birthday this year. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we can talk about the old Final Fantasy movies, you know, Spirits Within, Advent Children. One thing people will not say about either of those is that they were visually terrible. They are gorgeous looking movies. And the plot for Spirits Within was fucking terrible. The plot for Advent Children was fan service-y. It was serviceable. The dubbing job could have been a little better. But It was okay. It was tolerable. The fact that they're coming out with a companion film to a game that's coming out, that is really cool. That is something that Square Enix hasn't done before, and I'm excited to see it because it looks really good.
I disagree for the block.
No!
So, I don't give a shit about the movie. The game itself looks pretty good. I have not seen scale of that kind of scale since, like, Shadow of the Colossus. So, like, those fights feel like they would be big fights. Even if they're, like, fighting trash mobs and shit, it's like, this fight still feels big.
It feels epic.
How does the movie tie into the game, Steve?
I don't know yet. Because I have not been paying much attention to either the story of the game or, beyond what was shown in the trailer, what's going on with the plot, which is basically just, it's like a transfer of power kind of deal. It feels very similar to a lot of the stuff that went on in Final Fantasy Tactics, this whole power struggle between nations, and there's a lot of political betrayal, and, you know, a big war is coming. So, I mean, I'm excited to learn. What's the ETA on Final Fantasy 15, the game itself?
June, January.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sometime before we all die.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Final Fantasy 15.
September 30th.
Release date. Yeah, this year, September 30th.
Yep. Although, one thing that I just noticed about it that is very interesting, you're all familiar with Nobuo Uematsu, legendary Final Fantasy composer, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah, he's made a couple of good music.
Yeah. So, Up through Final Fantasy IX, he was the exclusive writer for the main series. Final Fantasy X, he shared it with two other composers. Final Fantasy XI, he composed the marches and the main theme for it, but it was Naoshi Mizuta who did the main soundtrack for it. Final Fantasy XII was Satoshi Sakamoto and Masaharu Iwata, who were on the Final Fantasy Tactics. Final Fantasy XIII was a completely different composer, and Naoshi Mizuta was brought in for the sequels. Final Fantasy XIV, I don't even fucking know who did the music for that.
Nobuo Uematsu did a couple of tracks, and then it was some other guy.
Okay.
There was a lot of sampling from various other soundtrack games in the series.
Final Fantasy XV is bringing in legendary Super Mario RPG and Kingdom Hearts composer Yoko Shimomura.
Ooh.
So I am very, very Daddy excited.
Like.
Okay, so yeah, I'm looking here. Nobuo Uematsu is listed as a composer because they used his previous music as the game stuff remixed. So he basically had no part in the 14 soundtrack, but I love Yoko Shimomura's stuff. Her composition style is beautiful. If you've ever played any of the Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga games, she mostly does that stuff. So now I'm even more excited for Final Fantasy XV. That makes me musically very hard.
Steve. All right, so it's not Coldplay. It's not Trapped. It's not Metallica. I don't really care.
I did just learn that
members. It's not Nickelback either. So Evanescence, Linkin Park. Now, if you'd said any of those people, that might have been impressive.
I did find out there was a soundtrack that featured compositions for members of Faith No More and A Perfect Circle.
Yeah, they're 2-bit people, and let's be honest. Unless you're Evanescence, you're not going to be good.
Are you deliberately trying to give me a rage seizure?
I can't wake up.
Why can't you wake up, Tony?
Because I can't wake up inside.
You should save me. Save me from the nothing I've become.
Oh my god!
However, on lighter news, one game that came out at E3 that I am ridiculously excited for that I had no idea even existed until this E3 was Insomniac is doing the next Spider-Man game. Okay. And it looks fucking great. It seems to be capturing the spirit of the character. It seems to be capturing the idea of New York. And Insomniac has a proven track record of, first and foremost, games with a lot of shit going on. The Ratchet and Clank games have always been ridiculously glorious to look at, and they really push their hardware to the limit in terms of giving you a world that feels alive and lived in. And I think we're going to see that out of New York. And I want it. I want it now. I don't want to wait for it. I will play the broken version now and just love it. Just do that.
No, if you pay for the broken version, you're perpetuating the fucking thing where developers release unfinished games.
Dave, stop. I don't think you understand.
Tony,
I want it now.
Tony, stop. Do not do that, because then they're going to release a fucking terrible goddamn broken shitty mess, and then they're going to be like, hey, here's fucking new Star Fox. Enjoy it.
If it was Insomniac doing it, I think I'd take the hit. Spyro the goddamn dragon, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spyro the dragon. Or if you want to be edgy, Spyro the goddamn dragon. You're right.
Are you done being angry?
No.
No.
Just not even going to bother.
Good times.
Great oldies.
101.5.
That's not a station here.
Child, all right. Let us have our fun.
We have 102.7, 106.5, and 98.9, which for some reason equates to 99.1.
99 left balloons?
I don't love
floating in the summer sky.
I don't like
it. Except not here. They would not float in the summer sky. They would simply raise a little bit and then burst into flame.
Kaboom.
Whoosh.
Into flame! So what else you guys got? Any other fun topics that you want
to really. Can we go play Overwatch now?
You know, I think we can.
Into the place. Gonna shoot guys in their face.
Right, well, let's go over some of the brief things that y'all wanted to talk about. New Overwatch character, long-range support character, Anna. She snipes bullets that heal you and hurt other people. There's a 42-page document leak for the PlayStation 4 Neo. Basically, there's a new PlayStation 4 and a new Xbox One, and they're both incremental updates based on 4K output and specifically virtual reality support. Two teens shot in Florida over Pokemon Go because Florida man can't do a goddamn thing right.
I like how you're just reading these instead of like opening it for discussion.
Is this supposed to be a discussion?
I don't know, Steve.
I mean, some of these we've kind of touched on already. We touched on Pokemon Go. We didn't really get into the fact that a fucking 2-teen shot in Florida, because that's great.
Well, okay.
Or, were they actually shot, or did they just get shot?
No, they got shot at. Let's break it down like this. Pokemon Go is a cultural revolution for the technology age. It's getting people who have not had a single ounce of natural vitamin D in decades out of the house, causing their pasty white skin to glow like the beacons of Gondor.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not comfortable.
I didn't even know there was an outdoors until this game came out.
So, I mean, granted...
Well, we found a cool little splash park for kids.
We did.
And an arena.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, most people know logically how to participate in outdoor activities without being a moron.
No.
Apparently not everybody does, so, you know, with this whole two people getting shot, they were parked outside a person's house at 1:30 in the morning saying very loudly, "Did you catch it?" You know... At least that's sort of the conflicting story here. But number one, don't be parked outside of a stranger's house at 1:30 in the morning unless you have a goddamn flat tire or your engine blew up. Number two, don't be speaking loudly outside of a person's house at 1:30 in the fucking morning.
Speaking quietly outside of a person's house at 1:30 in the morning might be a little bit more suspicious.
No, if you're speaking quietly right outside their window, maybe, like, did you catch it? Weird dreams with that shit, man. But I have no doubt that the teens were stupid. I also have no doubt that the person overreacted like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, most likely.
Sorry. There are times when I'm steamrolling this, and there are times when I'm very silent. Pick one or the other. I can't go in between.
Fair play. The other one simply... Because I don't have the story in front of me, but it is entertaining that apparently a criminal wandered into a police station thanks to Pokemon Go.
Yes. He was tracking the Pokemon, and because he was dumb, he's like, "Hey, you know what? Let's walk into this Pokemon police. Let's walk into this police station.
Poke police station."
Officer Janney was like, "Arrest this man right now! He didn't growl.
Growl."
So that is the fun Pokemon news where people didn't get shot. However, someone is now in jail because they were dumb.
That's marvelous.
So, that's another thing that's happened recently.
You all talk about that. I gotta go pee real fast.
I recently got hired and subsequently quit GameStop. Yeah. So, the reason for that
I didn't hear you say you quit. You know, you never told us you quit.
Yeah,
I
was not happy. That's the main thing. The reason why is because people in Florida are dumber than the ones that I had in Georgia. And I could not see myself being civil with them at that place. Also, my managers were both very, very, very unprofessional. You don't show up 25 minutes late to an interview. Like, if I had done that, I wouldn't have got the job. And they did it, and I was just fucking standing there going, you know, I got other shit I gotta do today. I didn't actually, but shut up. So I got accepted into college, and I'm going to be doing that now instead, because GI Bill pays.
That is wonderful. I was curious as to why you suddenly did become available this afternoon.
Oh yeah, I was like, I can't do that. Like, one, my back is not in a position where I can actually like do that, and they have this new bullshit rule in their game size where you have to keep the drawers locked. So you can't just quickly open the drawer, get your game out, close the drawer. You have to unlock the drawer, open the drawer, search for the game, close the drawer, lock the drawer, and I can't stay bent over that long. So I'm just like, fuck it. I don't fucking want to deal with you. And then when I'm like, hey, I have a thing I have to do on the 24th, 2 weeks in advance. I'm like, so please don't schedule me that day. I get a text back saying, why? In all fucking capital letters. How fucking stupid is that? You don't do that. It's not professional. And then even to cap it all off, you're not supposed to ask an employee what they're doing when they request time off. I wasn't requesting not to be scheduled at all that week. I just didn't want to be scheduled that one particular day. So fuck you!
Yeah.
No, ugh, fuck
congratulations
you.
On getting the fuck out, Dave. Congratulations.
So anyway, tomorrow I'm going to go to a temp work agency and also go to the school that I am trying to go to. And I'm going to talk to them about stuff, and it'll be great.
Yay! Yay, greatness. I totally missed what was just talked about.
I was talking about how I quit GameStop.
Oh, that's a confirmed thing?
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, I have beef jerky.
Is it beef jerky or is that nasty ass ostrich jerky?
It's that nasty ass ostrich jerky. You can fuck right off.
That's not good.
It's good for you.
It's good time for had by all.
It tastes like butt. Anything that tastes like newspapers doesn't
this
fucking
doesn't
isn't
like
good
newspapers.
For you.
It's a meat tasting snack that's 88 calories and 14 grams of protein. I need protein. I'm a man. Damn it.
Yeah, but beef
why
is
why
better.
Don't you have, yeah, why don't you have some real protein instead of that fake turkey shit?
A turkey is not an option!
Bacon, Steve! Oh. Bacon!
Just get like an extra
in this episode, the gang goes Steve-O into eating nothing but bacon for an entire month.
So, you're doing the Mike Nelson diet?
Which I think if he actually did that, he would probably be dead.
Nah. Mike Nelson's good.
He's good. I don't think he's good enough to eat only bacon. Ugh.
Only bacon.
I mean, granted, that is many an American and Canadian's dream to eat nothing but bacon for the rest of their lives. Well, if they're eating it for a whole month, that is basically the rest of their lives.
Good times.
Anyway, so what's the deal with No Man's Sky? It's done. It's coming out in August, right?
Yes. It is finally done.
And the place, they posted a wonderful picture of the disc, the actual, like, finished game on disc.
The master copy.
It's called Gold Source.
It's called It's Done and It's Happy.
And finally, we can go in and we can play it here soon. I'm super looking forward to it.
We can explore planets and name everything we find on it some variation of dick.
Sphincter.
Steve, are you gonna explore planets with me?
David, how many games have we played together? Fuck no, I'm not gonna explore planets with you.
Steve, this is the space exploration game that will probably play a little bit easier than Elite Dangerous.
Oh, the one that you also goaded me into getting.
I have a game now.
Yes, by the way, you're welcome. We need to play Painkiller Hell and Damnation at some point.
Yay.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely want to slaughter thousands of demons with you guys. That game is really fucking fun.
Yeah.
I mean, all we have to do is open a portal to a hellscape, and there you go. All
right. Dave, you've been playing through Doom, and Tony, I'm assuming you've seen the new Doom a little bit. And Matt,
I've played and beaten the new Doom.
All right. Matt, how much experience do you have with the new Doom?
I've seen a trailer.
Okay. Have any of you played Doom 3?
No.
I played it a zillion years ago.
Ditto.
Okay. Comparing those two together, I mean, granted, people say this is more of a return to form for people who liked Doom and Doom 2 and Final Doom. I was a big fan of Doom 3. One of the reasons I haven't picked up the new Doom yet is that it doesn't have that same kind of, like, scare formula. It's more just outright adrenaline-pumping, like, monster-killing rage, similar to something like Serious Sam.
Uh-huh.
Is there actual scare in the game, or is it just, like, scary imagery?
Scary imagery.
Panic and scary imagery.
Yeah, panic is what I would... I haven't been scared by any of the imagery in Doom, but partly because I share the same mindset as the game's protagonist, which is, fuck it, let me kill some demons.
Which, the fact that that is what the game has, as it's so wonderful. Oh, God, I thoroughly enjoy Doom. It is a perfect stress release at the end of the day, because you are the penultimate badass, and it's so much fun.
You know what game at E3 that I heard about actually just made me really disappointed?
What?
What's that?
The new Resident Evil.
Oh, you mean playable trailer? Silent Hills? We've never heard of that.
No, you mean Silent Hills. That's the name of the game, right?
Yep.
I get it. They're trying to capitalize on the fact that Silent Hills is gone. That sucks. I mean, a lot of people were looking forward to Silent Hills, except for Konami themselves, because they put it out and they're like, well, we're done developing games for a while, so...
You know, I don't think that's actually the case. I mean, not that last part. You're right about Konami. But I think that Resident Evil and Silent Hill have sort of gone side by side through most of their life, except for when Resident Evil diverged into over-the-shoulder shooter territory. And oh my god, fucking Chris Redfield's pecs. I still can't get over the size of his biceps.
Chris!
But I think that when they saw what Silent Hills was going to be. Resident Evil wanted to retool themselves similarly. You like how they have two Asteroid movies coming out around the same time. They're not exactly the same. They have different approaches, but the premise is kind of similar.
Yeah, but let's face it. Deep Impact was a little bit better.
No, it really wasn't.
No, it was the better one.
No, Deep Impact was shit. Deep Impact had the people not fully killing things. In Armageddon, only a couple of people inside New York City, and then one town that nobody cares about somewhere in the world, and then Bruce Willis. They're the only people that die.
And then Bruce Willis.
Yeah. I mean, come on, isn't that the most uplifting ending to you? Bruce Willis dies?
He didn't die. He sacrificed himself like a hero would.
I don't want to close my eyes.
He didn't want to fall asleep.
And then I just love the and then Bruce Willis.
Don't forget about the fat guy who died in space.
Oh, right, that guy whose name nobody remembers, but Bruce Willis.
And none of them ever had to pay taxes ever again.
But getting back on my point, I think that Resident Evil wanted to put itself neck and neck with Silent Hills when it came out, you know, just like the old rivalry. But Silent Hill is no longer going to be a thing outside of a pachinko machine. So when that happened, I think Resident Evil's team took it upon themselves to sort of fulfill that potential. Allison Road even stopped being a thing, so...
Yeah, well, that's because Allison Road was like, hey, guys, we're canceling our game because we don't have enough money.
Right, was it money that did it?
I'm fairly certain it was.
Oh. Oh, there is one thing that I have to pull up, and this is sort of a late coming article. Coming, because you'll see why in a second. Have you ever heard of a game called Breeding Season?
No.
It sounds sexy, though.
All right, so apparently Breeding Season was a game that was being funded via Patreon. It was a combination of Harvest Moon meets hentai. It was bringing in $42,300 a month, and it got canceled.
Probably because developing a game is crazy expensive.
No, it got canceled because the artist for the game had their contract had a specific licensing agreement, and they left mid-development and took all their assets with them.
Wow. What an asshole.
I know, right? Like, read the article about it. First off, I think it's brilliant that people are inserting sex into basically every genre of gaming we have today. As an avid fan of Senran Kagura and Honey Pop, I am behind this. But, holy shit, knowing what the industry is like, how cutthroat it is, how big of an asshole do you have to be to do that to somebody, to an entire team of people who, according to the article, after the person left, the team did not even have the emotional effort left to try and rebuild when the assets were gone.
Yeah, because the wording of his contract let him do it, he also walked away with half of the studio's savings, and then purely out of malice directed us to strip his assets from the game under threat of legal action, the Breeding Season developers claim. This leaves Breeding Season half stripped of assets. Effectively, this would scrap the entire project as it currently stands, forcing us to start over completely from square one. There's no way the project could actually survive the process. The game is just dead. That's the end.
That's fucked up!
Ow. That's like you gut someone and then pull their guts out and show it to them and be like,
and wear it as a hat. And you wear it as a hat. No, you wear it as a hat down the runway and you get fashion statement of the year. That's fucked up. I mean, the analogy's fucked up, but...
The Breeding Season devs say that Sandler, because the name of the artist in question is this guy Sandler. I don't know. Let's see. They list his first name, Vladimir. Vladimir Sandler. Apparently, he said, or though the devs say that Sandler stopped working on the project last month, but still took home wages to fund his own game, Sandler says things aren't that simple. He writes, "The way the actual Breeding Season game development was going, it would never have actually been finished, even if myself and the other artists worked 24/7. I had intended not to take the money owed to me for the month I worked on this from Breeding Season's accounts, and simply announced this at the same time as I was announcing my resignation so that people would see that while Breeding Season might finally be dead, they would have a valid option for funding a game about banging monster girls and boys and running a monster farm."
Okay, I get that. But there are better ways to go about that.
No, this is is shitty. This is entirely shitty.
I know, right? There's no justification for that. There are so many better ways that that could have gone down. Yes, I get it. You have money owed to you. Yes, I get it. The assets are yours. Almost all of us on this show are artists and have an attachment to the material that we create, whether it be commentary, visual art, musical art.
Yeah, I laughed.
I'm sorry, Matt.
That was awkward.
In any case, getting back to where I was before that awful joke happened.
Well, we're also at 5:30, so we've been going for an hour and a half.
That's fine. We'll wrap up. Just let me finish my point.
Okay, here. I'm just saying.
You're not saying, you're super saying.
No, I'm not.
You will be soon. Just keep screaming. Anyways, there's so much more that that person could have done to have either steered development differently, to have left and still left them in a position to do stuff while taking the money that they were owed. You know, there could have been many more amicable ways to deal with this situation. There's a reason why working in the games industry has such a bad stigma, and this is a clear-cut case of something outside of a large publisher. You know, a fucking Patreon-funded indie game about banging monster girls gets fucked over this badly. It's really frustrating.
Well, that's just the shit. Pretty much, unfortunately. It's one of those that the large publisher system versus the small indie games. The benefit of a small indie game is that you have more direct control over it, but you also lose some of the vetting process that goes on with working with a larger company. Because this sort of thing would have been taken care of significantly differently if it was going through the studio system. There are risks and rewards to each of them, and this one is just means that the team who was working on this game they can't afford the legal recourse. Really, you know, they're fucked over. So, welcome to 2016, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, also a small minor thing.
This is small minor.
Yeah, Sminer. A Sminer thing. We're gonna be doing this more than once a year. Just
what?
Just
are
FYI,
you saying that what used to be Overclocked After Dark is coming back?
No, we're converting. We are bringing together something from the past and something from the present. We are bringing the idea that
a wheel with electricity.
Yes, we are going to go 88 miles wheel? An hour.
I know. I'm a witch.
We're going to be bringing back the talk styles portions of Overclocked After Dark from Days of Yore and merging it with our current streaming setup of the Stream Team. And it's going to be called Stream Team Talks. And I think it's going to be about a once a month podcast thing, just where we talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Is it going to be called that?
I think that's what we all agreed
unless
upon.
Unless we come up with a better name.
I don't remember actually having a vote.
Well, the vote was implicit that, you know, Stream Team Talks is a cool name. Anybody got any others?
I didn't even hear that conversation.
Well, you didn't because it was via text.
I wasn't there.
All right.
And I don't know. I kind of feel weird about Stream Team Talks. I don't know. It flows weird.
Stream Team Talks, or is it because the whole premise, because you don't talk very much?
It's no.
So saith the Stream Team.
I don't think it has a very catchy title.
Well, fine. Mr. Fucking Marketing Genius, you come up with a better one!
We will, Steve.
Okay, we will, Steve. This is the name of the podcast.
We will, Steve-o. Steven.
Wonderbeard and Friends.
I'm also not opposed to either of these.
I am weirdly okay with Wonderbeard and Friends.
Hey, kids! Welcome to Wonderbeard and Friends! Today we're going to talk about anal prolapsing!
No.
So remember, if it's got out a pink sock, it doesn't rock.
Can I cut this shit now? Please?